This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 public health emergency ends in May. CPR's John Daly reports that could mean big changes for people who rely on public safety net programs.
With that change, 325,000 Coloradans may no longer qualify or be disenrolled from Colorado's Medicaid program called Health First or the Child Health Plan Plus. The programs will be in touch with members to keep them covered. Kelly Polyestua is with Denver Indian Health and Family Services.
Our staff will be utilizing our website, text messaging, to provide timelines of renewals that will be mailed out and due dates for medical assistance.
The state says 80% of current members will still qualify for its programs. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's a plan to close three schools in Grand Junction. The city's school board is hosting a meeting today to talk about it. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Parents and students packed into an overflow room at a board meeting last week to oppose a district demographer's recommendation. Close two elementary and one middle school. Students say their schools make them feel like they belong. And parents say enrollment shouldn't be a main factor in deciding closures. Here's Superintendent Brian Hill.
This isn't something any school district wants to do. And it definitely isn't something I wanted to tackle my first year in this position.
A declining birth rate means the district expects to lose 2,300 students by 2030, an 11% decline. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A public library in Pueblo is closing today after evidence of methamphetamine was found in the restrooms. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Testing at the Barkman Branch Library in northeast Pueblo showed the residue is greater than what the state considers safe. The district says they ran the tests due to a recent uptick in drug use there. It's unclear when the library will reopen, though district officials say it will likely remain closed through the week. This is the latest in a string of libraries across the Front Range temporarily closing due to meth residue. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
It's windy this morning around Pueblo and in southeast Colorado. This is CPR News.